What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. What's up? Hello. I am your host, Dork. And I'm excited for today's show because if you're unfamiliar with how this show works, which honestly, I'd be shocked if that was the case. If you're not a full-time, long-time listener, what are you doing? But yeah, so how the show works is we're on a journey every week to figure out what's cool, what's happening, because I'm lost in a sea of content and experiences, and a dork just needs some guidance and help. And so that's what you, dear listener, are for. But this is an exciting episode, parce que I made the definition of cool today. I kind of like teased it, I guess, last week, just because I was like musing. But I want to just talk about cool as an adjective, or I guess like an cool is an adjective denoting social capital. So what I mean by this and that is like much like any like material good, there's some value to it. And like social capital can be like hoarded and manipulated and like given out just as readily as like monetary capital. And I think that when I say the word cool, I don't mean like fashionable, and I don't mean kind of cold. I mean, like, there's, like, I think a certain, like, level of respect that I'm, like, communicating. And, like, often I'm, like, they're cool. Like, I want to know them because I think that they're interesting. And I think that, like, and, like, I think, like, with anybody, it's a bad thought. But I think that there's definitely a bit of, like, and, like, if I am, like, talking to them or whatever, then, like, that is, like, that reflects well on me, you know? There's always, especially when talking about a person or, like, a project, like a band or whatever, there's always a little bit of that, like, socialite kind of cloud chasing a little bit. And you know what? I'm not ashamed of that. I think it's very human. But that's just what I'm thinking about. I want to talk about, like, clout later. But the first song that we opened with was Spare Me by Necking. So all of the songs this week have less to do with cool and more to do with capital. And Spare Me, it's about cash, shmoney, which we are all just kind of like, oh, I just need it and I want it. Oh, I just need it and I want it. But yeah, that's kind of where the show's going. That's kind of my thought process. As always, I will be accepting any calls that come through, because I love advice, I love chats, and I love tech. And also in the studio, there, when someone calls, there's this like rainbow light that's super gay and really fun. Gay in every sense of the word. So that always just brings me joy. But so denoting social capital, cool as an adjective, that is what we are working under. And this is the first definition of capital. I'm still like very into these definitions, but capital, I think this is a hilarious definition. And if you Google define capital, this is the first thing that comes up. The most important city or town of a county or of a country or region. Usually its seat of government and administrative center. I think this is funny because I grew up in New York State, and New York City is not the capital of New York State. Albany, New York is the capital of New York State. And I think it's hilarious that Google is just like, Albany is the most important city in New York. Like, that's just blatantly untrue. But you know what? That's what the capital is. So I guess it is. But just kind of like going off of this state administration government lifestyle, I'm going to be playing Stateside by Lapdog out of Toronto, and off of the album Passive Crimes. So thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. Again, I'm Dork, and I'll be right back after this song. Please enjoy.
Right before.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. Not I guess that you ever left, but this is Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork, and I am joined by...
Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in. How do you like the show so far?
I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Women making music. Women / non-cis men. We love it.
Yeah. Always very stoked. We just heard Chronic Cities by Bikini Jesus out of Berlin, which feels very ooh to me.
Ooh la la.
I know. Thank you. I really go deep into the depths to try to find content for this show.
Yeah, it shows.
Thanks. But so I sent you the theme of this week's episode. Do you have any comments?
Do I have any comments? I mean, social capital in coolness. Oh, sorry to expose it.
Oh, no, I've been very, very open with what it is.
Very open about it. Okay. Coolness. I mean, what a fleeting thing, you know?
Totally. Like, that's something I think it's important. Like, I have all these definitions of cool that I like. I choose one per episode and we like talk about it and whatever, but like none of them I think really communicated the like what you gain from being cool or from like people thinking you're cool, because it is like totally dependent on like where you are in the community you're in. Like, what's cool in one group isn't cool in the other. But, like,
that's
I was thinking about
true.
This. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day because one time someone said to me, and I think I've decided it's a compliment, but one time someone said to me, oh, yeah, I was, like, looking at you a little bit ago and I was like, wow, like, Dora's finally found their look. And I've known this person for years and I was like, what? But now I think it's nice because I used to dress like trash and now I dress well. But, like, this idea of, like, I've totally just conditioned myself into like fitting into this idea of like what this group like values.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's kind of interesting.
I liked your quote trash unquote phase. I thought it was nice.
Thank you.
Just a different iteration of you. I mean, I feel like coolness, something you kind of brought up, was like, I feel like it's such an aspirational thing. Mm. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I wish I was cooler. Like, I wish I was cool like those people. But then it's like, what do you actually gain by, like, being cool or being, like when you reach that point of coolness that you've been aiming for? Because it's all, like, superficial anyway. But
yeah.
Once you reach it, like, what do you gain?
Nothing.
Boom. Whoa.
Yeah. We get deep here on Teachable Moments. This is us teaching and learning. Well, it's like, it like feels very, like you saying that feels very reminiscent of, have you seen that movie Death Becomes Her with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep?
And
Bruce Willis. Very good. Wow. 10 out of 10 would recommend. But it's like these two women are like obsessed with being beautiful. And like in the end, it's like beauty is like so temporary. And it's about like aging and like valuing what you have in the moment. But like coolness is like, I think like if like I think it would be a curse if someone was like, you're cool forever, you know.
I mean, I think you can be like a cool, like I think that things like beauty and coolness are often attributed to youth, but I think that you can be like a cool grandma, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
And like you can like go through different stages too and be cool, you know. Like, cool can mean different things as you change stages.
Yeah, I think that is interesting to think about it like as you age, because it definitely is like,
yeah.
I'm like coming at it like while I'm young, like there's gonna be a point where I'm not cool anymore once I reach a certain age, but like that's like totally arbitrary.
Yeah, and like there's totally cool grandmas. Like, I don't know, I feel like, I mean, to me personally, coolness is like like political alignment and like ethics. So when I think of like a cool grandma, I think of a grandma who's like, yeah, like abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Get those kids out of concentration camps and like also gardens and does her own shit. Like, that's totally cool.
Yeah. That's like, that's definitely like who I want to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's the like true cool.
That's thing. The ultimate cool. Wow. Because you can't hate on, it's hard to hate on a grandma. For sure.
Yeah, especially a cool grandma.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Kat.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any final words before I play this next song? You can say no.
I mean, no, but I'm excited to see where this goes and other conclusions made on coolness.
Thank you. Yes, I will take this opportunity to encourage other people as well to call in. I doubt,
yes.
Not I doubt, but like that was an exceptional conversation, but hopefully yeah. It'll be as full new call, next yeah. caller, if there is one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, have a great show.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, Kat. That was a pleasure as always. We're going to be moving right along in this show with the next definition of capital. So what we're going off of today, cool adjective denoting social capital. And I have many thoughts on this. Before I get into it again, the next definition of capital, which is kind of what spurred this whole thing for me, is capital, wealth in the form of money or other assets owned by a person or organization or available or contributed for a particular purpose, such as starting a company or investing. So essentially, cash, money. So I'm going to play the song Buy a Tesla by Cave Girl off of their brand new release, Who's Tired? Because what is more capital-esque than Elon Musk and fancy cars? So please enjoy. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Identity Fest is an all-ages, LGBTQ safe space music festival on July 6th. Doors at noon and first band plays at 1 p.m. Come show us your identity and celebrate Vancouver Pride with us.
A little heavy in the backseat of my car.
Creative BC and the City of Vancouver have announced the Vancouver Music Fund to elevate the voices of Indigenous and underrepresented artists and groups. Apply for funding to create demo recordings, music videos, and industry development projects. Learn more at creativebc.com and apply now until July 24th. Get your applications in today.
Okay, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Buy a Tesla by Cave Girl. And why did I play that song? Excellent question. Because the theme of this episode is cool, an adjective denoting social capital. And then the definition of capital that we're working with now is wealth in the form of money or other assets owned by a person or organization or available or contributed for a particular purpose, such as starting a company or investing, i.e. money. What capitalism is based on. This is like when we say capitalism, we're thinking about the capital that is cash, which is kind of weird because there are so many other things. There are like so many other forms of capital. Like I would say capital is more just like any like material. Like I think that the basis of capitalism is like kind of like hoarding, almost just like kind of selfishness almost. And that's why I really wanted, or just like especially wanted, to talk about the idea of like cool being social capital, because I feel like there's like there can be a tendency, especially with like the idea of like clout culture, like clout chasing, whatever, that will kind of lead to exclusion. Like I feel like people don't really talk about, or like I haven't really heard a lot of conversations about the like how social circles and like how capitalism has like bled into like how we interact as communities. So like, for example, someone told me this anecdote the other day where they were starting to see somebody, and that the new person's like friend was like, oh, like I recognize that person. You don't want to hang out with them. They're just trying to use you to get into the scene. Which is like such a, like, there's so many layers to that, I think. But I think that like there is this idea of like protecting your friends and your community and your circle, but like to the point where it's exclusion, and to the point where you're just like holding on to this like power. Like there is power in capital. I would say I'm gonna rework my definition of capital being like material, like powerful material. If that makes sense. So that's why I played Buy a Tesla, because Elon Musk is the prince of techno-capitalism, and Teslas are cool, man. but I'm going to play another song for you right now. This is Shake 88 by Denzel Curry off of his most recent album, Zoo, Z-U-U. And there are some bad words and some maybe provocative sentiment. So tune out for the next 2 minutes if you want, and then we'll be back with Future Star, their new song, Sorry. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. This is Shake 88. Number two, they're fruity. Get on the floor if you got that booty.
She throw it back, hands on her knees. I got the racks, so bust the cheeks. She love to dance.
them bitches mad, don't you? You want somebody to come and take care of your niece? Cause you a bad bitch and you don't fuck with fleas? Hello?
Here's a little something about a bitch like me. Rule number one, don't touch my weed. If I ain't passed, don't puff my weed. Niggas with money is all I need.
She gon' shake that ass cause she only live. Some double D's, yeah. You want all diamonds trying to make your neck freeze, yeah. You want Chanel bags and want some double G's, yeah. You got that shit all in your bag. Got your ex on the side looking mad. You want somebody to come and take care of your niece, cause you a bad bitch and you don't fuck with fleas,
Hello?
Here's a little something about a bitch like me. Rule number one, don't touch my weed. If I ain't passed, don't puff my weed. Niggas with money is all I need.
She gon' shake that ass cause she only live.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. You just heard Sorry by Future Star. And just before that, you heard Shake 88 by Denzel Curry off of his most recent release, Zoo. So, Teachable Moments, we're teaching, we're learning, we're growing, we're changing. That's life. What's the definition of cool that we are working with today? I know you were all wondering. Cool. It's an adjective denoting social capital. So we've also kind of been working with like different definitions of capital. So we just talked about wealth in the form of money or other assets, etc. And then now we're moving on to capital of an offense or charge. And this is a definition that I really don't like. Or like I don't like the idea of, but liable to the death penalty, so capital punishment, which is something that I really don't agree with. But I like hadn't thought of that as something that I would like end up talking about. Like when I was looking up different things that capital could mean, like I didn't think that it would be like number three on Google. So I guess I'm like glad that it came up because I wouldn't have thought of it. But that Future Star song, it just came out. And like there is something like obviously it's quite bright, but I just love how like there's so much anger. Like I think one of my favorite things about Future Star is that they have such a great skill of being able to communicate really simple ideas or like very kind of visceral reactions in a very simple way. And by simple, I just mean like accessible, but it really hits home. So that's one of my new favorite songs. fun fact. But just thinking about how, like, this definition of capital, like, can be worked into, like, our social interactions and stuff. Like, there, like, what is, like, a capital offense or, like, punishment in, like, friend groups and communities? Like, blocking people on Instagram, not talking to them for a while. That's mainly it. just like, I guess, being canceled. But with stuff like what kind of that song was talking about, I think that there's also, again, like, a lot of power in, like, I guess, like, it's our own little forms of restorative justice and, like, having conversations about boundaries and, like, what they mean to you and, like, how you can, like, respect them in the future. So I also like that, like the song is like, I'm so angry with you, but I'm sorry that I put you through that at the same time. Because healing is really hard and guilt is a really painful emotion. But now I'm going to play Pretty Furious by Psy because I'm just really on that anger kick. Off of their most recent release, Images, this is Pretty Furious. They're having a release show on July 17th. I can't remember if that's a Sunday or a Saturday. But it's in one of the band members' backyards. It's going to be very cute. So look out for that. This is Pretty Furious. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. And this is Teachable Moments. You just heard Tell Me About It by Nice Apple. Today's episode is all about cool, the adjective denoting social capital. So kind of like just an episode exploring capital and like community. But so I chose that song to accompany the definition, capital of a letter or the alphabet, large in size, and of the form being used to begin sentences and names. It's like a capital letter. Wow. And the reason I chose that song is, Nice Apple uses a lot of big words in their album. This time Nice Apple is autocathecting. Even in the name of the album, I'm like, whoa, which is like, that's like, has to do with, language and like the written word. But also it's called Tell Me About It. And like, often if you start a sentence, you start telling someone something, there's a capital. So that's my thought process. And I'm glad that you were here for this journey with me. But the next song I'm very excited about. This is by Oblomov, O-B-L-O-M-O-V, and this song is called This Is Serious, all caps, all capitals, much like our definition. And it was just released yesterday. It's so freaking good. Demos 2019, super group. And I'm very excited to share it with you guys. This is Serious. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. You're you. And feel free to call in. Thank you.
Everybody's favorite Jewel Punks, Necking, are releasing their debut album, Cut Your Teeth, on Mint Records. Come celebrate at the record release show with Necking and their pals, Pudding, Emily Toyota, and Bedwetters Anonymous. There are free toothbrushes for the first 50 people through the door. See you at the Red Gate on Friday, July 12th.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. This is Teachable Moments. And we are on this episode train. Can't get off. This is it. Not that we'd want to, for sure. But so the theme of this week's episode is cool, an adjective denoting social capital. So what I have done for you today, dear listeners, is found some definitions of the word capital because clearly I'm a dork and I'm into just definitions. Just kind of talking about where the social, how the socials work into that. Just because I've been thinking about this a lot, this idea of like social capitalism and how that meets with like cancel culture and clout chasing and stuff, just because I think it's interesting and it's something that we all interact with and deal with, but I don't think that we really talk about that much. But we're reaching the endish of the show, not that close to the end. You're fine, calm down, seriously. But I have a couple more definitions of capital for you. So this next one is used to express approval, satisfaction, or delight. And just before that, we heard This Is Serious by Oblomov for the definition capital of a letter of the alphabet, large in size, and of the form used to begin sentences and names. So clearly it's a wide range of an arrayed and varied group of definitions for the word capital. Used to express approval, satisfaction, and delight. When I saw this, I was like, what? Excuse me? I was just very confused, honestly. Just very confused. But then I remembered that's like an old timey thing. It's like an old timey thing. Capital. Oh, it's a capital idea. Watson or whatever. I don't know. I'm very bad at like transatlantic accents or whatever. But that's what that means. When someone says that they're like, when the definition is used to express approval, satisfaction, or delight, that's what they mean. Oh, capital idea. I've loosely attached some songs to this definition, mainly to meet this, like, this idea, or, like, yeah, meet in the middle, I guess. I don't know what I mean by mainly to meet. But, like, just around this idea that, like, if something is capital, if you're saying that it is capital, it's probably something good, probably something attached to furthering your social agenda, mom. And it might be, that could mean a lot of things. It could be something bad for you, could be something good for you, could be something hard, could be something easy. Which brings us to our next song, Easy by Moo. This came out a little bit ago. For those of you who don't know, Moo was a project with two women who were just like, it was just kind of like electro dream pop almost, I would say. And it was, it's so good. They have one, their most recent release is two, like II, and it came out in 2016. And Easy came out in, it's just a single that they released in 2018. So just kind of like, just going to play it for the memes and the memory. And also because Easy is a pretty capital concept. I'm behind it. I think it's good. But yeah, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Easy by Moo.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork, and this is the show Teachable Moments. It's not the other show Teachable Moments, it's this one. But we've pretty well reached the end of our time together. Just want to say a couple last things before I go. This week's theme, concept, whatever, was cool, the adjective denoting social capital. And I just want to say, I don't think that it's bad to like actively, not accrue, because I don't think that there's like, that's where exclusivity comes in and like where people start feeling bad about themselves. But I don't think it's like bad to like recognize and like try to like be in circles where you feel like you have more control, more like power, if, and not even like power in that like you're power hungry, but in like where just you feel empowered and like powerful, and like usually that's because you're spending time with people who you admire. Like social capital is just like the power that's attributed to the form of capital or material that is social capital is just admiration. Like, that's it. And I don't think it's like, I don't think it's bad to admire people like actively and like recognize it and like try to be around them more because you like them because you like them and you like them. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. So like the example when I was talking to Kat, thank you again, Kat, for calling in. When I was telling Kat about like outfits and stuff, like I've kind of like conditioned myself to dress in a certain way, from a different form of a different like outfit, kind of like, you know how everyone has like their outfit formula. I've like changed mine and like tweaked it to meet how people around me were dressing and people who I admired were dressing. And I still do that. If I'm like getting dressed, I'm like, oh, you know what? Well, like this person would wear this, so I will wear it today. You know, like you'll try it and you'll like find your niche, your clothing niche. But it's the same as like something that someone said to me a while ago, and it was someone younger than me. And I was like, I know, but they were like, be friends with who you want to be friends with. Like, just text them. Everyone likes, like, the likelihood that someone is going to be like, no, is so low. And why are you wasting your time hanging out with people who you don't like? And who you don't, like, bring you? And, like, I'm not encouraging, like, forming fake friendships. Like, all of admiration and, like, friendships and community should always come from a place of, like, genuine connection. But, like, it's okay to recognize that, like, everyone is playing this weird game. And, like, that's fine. So that's my spiel for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. Up next is usually Into the Woods with the stunning, lovely host, Mel Woods. But on Forch, they are in Calgary. So it's just going to be our trusty favorite DJ Sam. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Tiny Devil by Celine, and I hope that you enjoy.